is a lot of suffering. There is a lot of hardship. Some of the communities have been almost totally destroyed by the strength of the wind. Therefore, the shelters, the public infrastructure, schools, hospitals have been affected. There has been significant damage to the electrical and water provision systems. So there is a great hardship that the affected communities are experiencing as a result of the passage of Hurricane Matthew.
This is really bad news for Haiti, isn't it? It's one disaster after another.
Certainly, the hurricane has hit a country that was a phase of recovery from the earthquake of 2010 within a very fragile humanitarian governance and development context. So certainly it's not good news for Haiti. That complicates the response to other humanitarian priorities that existed before the passage of the Hurricane Matthew, including public health epidemics, the migration flow from the Dominican Republic that has brought to Haiti additional 200,000 people. We have also to remember that Haiti has been hit very strongly by El Nino last year with unprecedented drought. Certainly, this new event complicates the overall national context, but the United Nations and international community remain supportive of the country, and a significant response is being articulated as we speak in response to this new event.
What's the priority of OCHA right now?
The main priority is to finalize the assessment phase led by OCHA with the assistance of UNDAC that is assisting the Department for Civil Protection of the provisional government to finalize a detailed assessment of the needs. This is the first and utmost priority. The second one is to articulate the response system, starting from the identification of sectorial needs and financial requirements.
How much money is needed?
We have no estimation as of now. In the next 2 days, there will be a clear estimation of the overall financial envelope that will be needed.